The Lord is with us, and He longs for our company, heart dwellers. You know, the last couple of weeks or so, maybe 3 weeks now, there's been so much going on. There's been a real oppression hanging in the air. And we get rid of it, and it comes back. We get rid of it, and it comes back. And after a while, you begin to think, is there something wrong with me? Am I doing something wrong? Or is this just a condition that everyone's going through? And I guess you might as well know that several people have complained of this and said it's just an oppression that has been turned loose. Thank the Lord that we have the wherewithal to fight it off and to negate it. But in the meantime, it makes you wonder. It makes me wonder, that's for sure. None of us really knows if our hearts are completely and totally pure, if we're without sin. Lord, convict me of the hidden sins. So we don't always know the condition of our hearts before the Lord. And we can wonder, did I do something wrong? Or we can actually do something that we know He doesn't exactly approve of and be convicted. And so, of course, we want to go and repent right away. But this message is all about how much He loves us and that really all these other things can be worked out. But the main thing is He wants us to come to Him. So I'll begin the message. When I came out of prayer, I told the Lord, there's only truly one place I want to be, and that's close to You, Jesus. Everything that takes me away from Your heart, well, I don't want to leave this holy place. Oh, Jesus, make me pure and wanting You only, and not distracted in the least by trinkets or the world. And just as a little footnote, this is the perfect time of the year to be distracted by trinkets. I think it takes an awful lot of self-control to stay out of the stores and stay out of trouble this time of the year. And for some people, the stores are fine. You know, there's no problem there. But if you have everything you need, and the Lord has told you that, and you still continue retail therapy, then you know that it's not the right thing to do. And for us, He definitely doesn't want us in the stores. We have everything that we need, thank the Lord. And we have Him. That's the most important part. So I did. I asked Him to make me pure and wanting only Him. And He answered me. He said, we're getting there. Oh, but not soon enough for me, Lord. Gradually is better than all of a sudden, Claire. I fear I will never be free from entanglements with the world. Claire, it's an attitude of heart, not a physical state. People can be quite poor without earthly goods, but still full of themselves. Just follow my lead, dear one, and you needn't worry. Detached you will be. Well, Lord, what do you want to address this day? I want to talk about how precious You are and how I cannot wait for You to come and rest on my heart. And just as an aside here, during worship, that's all I could see, was that He was holding me and my head was over His heart, and it was the sweetest place to be, and He was so happy. His face was just glowing with joy, and I felt like finally I've gotten to the right place. It's been a struggle, guys, for the last couple of weeks. He continued, truly, my brides, You lift my heart and bring joy to those places so terribly scarred by the indifference of men. Do you know, one glance from You, one sincere and longing glance from You, do you know what that means to my heart? My heart skips a beat when You look at me with that longing. All I want to do is invite You into my space, my arms, my heart. You do not need to ask, beloved. You have a standing invitation. Just come. When you feel you have let me down, come. When you feel jubilant and happy, come. When you feel lonely, come. When you're bored, come. There is simply no time that I'm not waiting for You. No, there's not a minute in Your eternity that I'm not hoping, watching, and waiting for you to forsake yourself and whatever you were doing just to come into my presence. What is the best way to come to me, you ask? I will tell you. Come to me in sincerity. Come to me just the way you are. Yes, if you can come rejoicing and thanking me, that's the most perfect way. But to come to me rejoicing when bitterness has gripped your heart, well, it may be a sacrifice of praise, but it's not honest. Frankly, I want you to be honest. I want to meet you right where you're at. If you are bitter and angry, come, let us reason together. If you are in the mood to just love and adore me, come. My heart longs for the caress of your soul. Oh, how I love gratitude, but I do not expect perfection from you. I never want you to put a face on, an attitude that is not honest, to cover something I can plainly see. I know your frame, Claire. I know you get discouraged, tired, bored, weary, and well-doing. Do you suppose coming to me with a pasted-on smile is pleasing? No, I see the contents of your heart. I would rather you spill them out just the way they are, and together we'll sort through things. This is the mistake so many Christians make when they come to me. They are not honest. So rather than openly expose me to how they feel, they wait. But while they wait, the cancer grows. I am the only physician that has the right treatment for your aching heart. When you delay, it gives the enemy more time to pull you down into a swirling soup of self-pity. The further down you go, the darker, and the more likely you are to sin, the longer your recovery time. I want you to come to me just the way you are, before you fall any deeper. Please, I am God. I am real in every way. As it is written, I know when you sit and when you stand and when you fall. All is revealed to me. Nothing is hidden. Do you understand that, my love? Nothing is hidden from me. I know even before you do what you are going to do. Do I approve? Not always. Do I distance myself from you? Never. It is in those moments of temptation that you need me more than ever. There's nothing I have not seen. Nothing. Yet I would draw you quickly out of harm's way and save you from the inevitable consequences of your errors. Yes, if I could, I would lift you out of harm's way, scooping you up into my tender arms and holding you, saying, "Woo, that was a close call." In fact, many times I do just that. I make it impossible for you to sin. But alas, Claire can be very stubborn, and it takes quite a bit of persistent opposition to keep her out of trouble when her flesh has taken the bit in her mouth and galloped off. Yeah. Guilty as charged. I am very persistent. I'm persistent with the Lord, and I'm persistent with my own self-will, too. That's the part of me that needs to die. Okay, he goes on here. Nonetheless, when you come back to your senses, you are oh so reticent to come before me. You know I'm waiting, but the guilt still pulls you away, further and further, until you miss me so much you can't take it anymore. Then you discover, I've been there all along waiting for you, right here. Never did I leave your side. I'm speaking to Claire on behalf of all of you, my brides. All of you have the very same problems with me. They are universal. I am bearing my heart to you. I am revealing what really takes place when you stray from me, doing what I wish you wouldn't do. I'm doing this so you will understand me. Yes, I am truly God. Yes, I am truly man. And you have been made in our image. I do not wish for you to be alienated from me, ever, not for one second. Most of you have been clueless your entire Christian lives, hiding from me when you fall, when you should be running to me. Would you consider that there's not one moment I want to be without you? Would you consider the shame that causes you to scurry under the nearest rock and hide? Please, no longer. My arms are open. My compassion and mercy know no limits, and I wait for you. Please, come to me without fear, and together we will heal your wounds and cleanse you of all your transgressions. Don't delay. Don't give the enemy a foothold to build a stronghold and a wall between us. No, run to me, and I will set you free. And yes, I am here to hear you confess and repent. But remember, it's my goodness that leads to repentance and my mercy. And there's nothing in or about you or what you've done that I'm not already aware of. So come to me saying that you're sorry, and I'll forgive you and enfold you in my loving arms. There you will derive the strength that you need to go on and not sin anymore. You need that strength, and I'm here to give it to you. I love you. Remember that always. I love you.